Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It is Halloween, and we thought for the day that's in it, why not do a little game, little quiz called Leanne's Spooktacular Halloween Quiz. Now, I can't quiz myself, obviously, so producer Paul Drake, you're in.
I absolutely am.
A couple of questions.
A couple of spooky questions.
Okay.
Kind of based on yourself. You should do really well.
Okay, if it's like based on myself, I should.
Yeah, I hope so. Are you the type that celebrates Halloween, Leanne?
Not all the time,
yeah.
But like, I get into it now today because
of
the
course.
Day is here.
I would say I acknowledge rather than I celebrate, you
I
know
like
what
that.
I mean?
I like
you
that. Know? I would take that as well as my term, yeah,
totally.
100%. Okay, Padraig,
right.
Do you want to start off with question
absolutely,
one?
Absolutely, Leanne. Right, so round one is based on Ghostly Kerry.
Oh, okay, my Kenji.
So, legend has it that Puck Fair in County Kerry was once haunted by a mischievous spirit. But in which town is this famous fair held? Is it A, Killorglin, B, Tralee, or C, Dingle?
Well, I'm very lucky that I'm getting multiple choice. However, I will say that I don't need the multiple choice because I know it's Killorglin.
You're absolutely correct.
Woohoo!
Easy one for you, right?
Very.
Okay, right. This could catch you a little bit, right?
So, okay.
Kerry is home to many eerie lakes. Which one is said to be haunted by a water horse or Eich Ishka? Is it Loch Lian, Loch Curran, or Muckras Lake?
I think that it's Muckras Lake.
It's not. It's Loch Curran.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it is. Now, I don't know where that is.
I don't know where that is either.
We might need to fact check that one. Producer Kyle pulled these questions now.
Right, we'll blame him so if
it's wrong. Will. Okay, round two. We're on to round two already, right?
Okay, yeah.
So, Fright Night, as you know from X Factor, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the theme. So in X Factor, every year, there is a Halloween week. Well, there was a Halloween week.
I remember.
I know.
So fun.
That was the
brilliant.
Good times. Bring it back,
I
honestly.
Know, when it was in its
this
prime.
Going out jargon for Halloween. I'm not into it. Just bring back the X Factor.
Yeah.
In 2014, who performed this Take That hit? Now we know that you love X Factor,
and I love Take That as well.
Right? So I'll give you multiple choice for this one. Is
okay.
it A, Ben Haynow? Is it B, Andrea Faustini? Or C, is it Stevie Ritchie?
Oh, okay, I think it's Stevie Ritchie.
It's not. It was Andrea Faustini.
I don't know who that is.
I know.
X Factor 2014,
him.
I had tuned off at that point.
Did you
really? The one I remember, I'd say the last was Sam Bailey winning in 2013.
Okay.
So I think that was a year now just, too late for me.
That was the start of the end of it. Remember Andrea Faustini? He was like the Italian guy that came over and he was really, really good.
I'm going to have to Google him. I don't
Google
recall him
but
in
you,
the
you know,
foggiest.
When you see him, you know him.
Of course.
Okay, here's another X Factor related question,
right? Go on.
What spooky song did Jedward perform on week 5 during their time on the show? Was it A, Thriller? Was it B, Disturbia? Or was it C, Ghostbusters?
I mean, I love Jedward so much. They're my guilty pleasure.
Yeah.
I know
I love
for
that.
A fact that it is Ghostbusters.
Have a listen. There you go, excellent.
I can literally visualise it in my head right now.
Too
the
bad.
Costumes and everything were brilliant.
Yeah,
by
they
them.
Were brilliant. Yeah,
so
the lads are brilliant. We love them.
We love
don't
them.
We? Bring them back too.
Yes,
well, they're 100%. Still floating around in fairness.
But
to them.
They are.
Yeah, we love
Hello,
it.
Hello, lads, if you're listening.
Right, we've got round 3. It's the last round, okay?
Okay.
So you can pull it back now.
Okay.
Right?
Can I?
So at the moment, you've got 2 right and you've got 2 wrong. Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So I need this for a win.
You need
basically.
This for the win.
Okay.
Right. So round 3, Halloween in Ireland. So what other vegetable did people originally carve during the celebration of Samhain in Ireland before we carved pumpkins? Okay. Was it A, turnips?
Mm-hmm.
Was it B, potatoes? Or was it C, a butternut squash?
If it's Ireland, I'm going to go with potatoes. It's wrong though, isn't it?
It was turnips.
Oh,
yeah, can you imagine carving?
So
can you imagine carving out a turnip?
A turnip.
Yeah,
she wouldn't be able to carve anything. They're too small.
Not a hope. Not a hope. And they're too tough. It was actually the Irish that went over to the States that started carving pumpkins because they were softer and they didn't have turnips over there.
Oh right.
So there you go.
Well, there you go. We've learned
right.
a lot.
Look, I'm going to call it. If you get this one,
okay,
you've got 50%.
Okay. Okay.
All right?
I'll
and
take
we,
that.
We'll call that a win.
Please.
We'll call that win for as you said the day that's in it.
Yeah.
Right. So Samhain is the direct translation of November Ascuelga, but how would you say Halloween in Irish? Do you want to have multiple choice?
No.
No?
Iha Hauna.
Absolutely correct.
Yes!
Well done. Excellent.
50%.
Look, you really are that witch.
I really am that witch.
You are that witch.
Producer Podrick, thank you so much.
Leanne Hanifin on 98 FM. The 98 FM Lowdown.
Right now, we're getting up to date with all things entertainment with Entertainment Deemer. Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Halloween.
We're going to start it off wicked this morning.
Oh, I love that. Okay, let's go for it.
So, obviously, the new movie, All's Fair, All's Good, All's.
Oh, Wicked for Good.
Wicked for Good.
Part 2.
All's Fair. I'm getting mixed up with the Kim Kardashian there, the new series.
Wicked, Kim Kardashian. Yeah. It's easily confusing.
Ooh. But John M. Chu, the director, has revealed that we're not going to see Dorothy's face at all.
Okay, right. Oh, okay, so there's a lot to delve into here because there has been a lot of speculation since part one of who Dorothy may be. That was when we were, you know, presuming that we were going to see a face. And the name that came up time and time again was Alicia Weir.
Yes.
From Ireland. And we were like, yes, we would love this for her. She was interviewed multiple times asking the question, are you going to play Dorothy in Wicked Part 2? And she never denied it.
Or she never said yes either.
She never confirmed it either, absolutely.
She could well be the voice because we're going to hear like a voice of God almost.
Oh.
And it's just going to be a silhouette figure because he wants to have the main focus on Elphaba and Glinda for the main story.
I understand that. Okay, but if there has to be a Dorothy in it, faceless as she is, there still needs to be a person there in the costume, and like you say, maybe using the voice a little bit as well. So it could still be Alicia Weir, but maybe she just doesn't have a...
Maybe she's just CGI. Yeah.
Listen, isn't that how things are going nowadays? Hopefully it's not. Interesting. Okay, I wonder how they're going to do that now, because I'm just still thinking about her not denying anything when she was asked if she was going to play Dorothy. She still could, just not showing her face.
No, and I'm a strong believer in her manifestations right now.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. We'd still love for that to be.
Just give us some Irish blood.
Yes, yeah. Please. Now, a show that is going to be airing, I'm going to guess, in the next 2 weeks, because it always lands around this time of year.
Yeah.
I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
We have our first contestant. He's been revealed.
Is this confirmed?
Yes.
Oh, go on.
It is gold. It is Martin Kemp.
I like what you did there with gold.
Thank you.
Martin Kemp. Obviously, his son Roman was in it a couple of years ago and did really well for himself.
In 2019, he came third.
Third?
Yes.
Now, Martin's thinking to himself, I need to get better. I need to get second or first.
Yes, he is. He has big shoes to fill and he's very excited for it. But back in 2019, Roman actually said that he'd love to see his dad on the show.
Manifested it.
Yeah.
And now it's happening. I can see Martin Kemp doing well. I feel like he's kind of a manly man. I can't imagine he's scared of a lot. I could be completely wrong now in that, but he's a handsome
man.
I
knew you were going to say that. I was like, you don't care how he does. You're just looking forward to watching him.
For the attractiveness on the screen, that's all. A great booking. I look forward to seeing the other bookings, and no doubt we will find out probably next week, because like I say, it's coming up in the next couple of weeks. And finally then, Emer, a woman who is very fashionable and we would all take fashion tips from her, Michelle Obama.
The ex-first lady. Of course, she's come out and said what she did and didn't wear, but she went for a more colourful tone. She wanted to be relatable for people.
Yeah.
And then she was going into how her life was so, I don't know, all over the place. She could be with her kids one minute, she could be doing yoga the next minute, but she always has to have an outfit on hand.
Yeah.
She used her platform in order to showcase some new stylists.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time. But the one colour she never wore was white.
Why?
Because if she was hugging people, she's a big hugger, and she was like, I don't want to get any of that makeup on me, I don't want to look grubby, but I also want to be a comfortable little lady and make sure that I love you.
I love that. No white, so I do understand, because makeup and all the stains, because she's kids and all the rest. She's still so fashionable though, and what you said about, you know, one moment she's with the kids or whatever, she still looked so stylish.
Yeah, and she was just like a working mom.
That's it, exactly. And she still does, even though now she's not the first lady anymore. Michelle Obama is like a style icon.
She 100%. Is an icon, and I love the fact she used her platform to showcase little stylists as well.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Build the platform. Entertainment Emer, thank you so much for bringing us all the showbiz this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. on 98FM.